Monday, the 9th of July, Rabbi Romy Adler, Golos and Geula, the Gid Hanoke.
Good morning, gentlemen. We are currently in the 3 weeks, Bein HaMetzorim, the time where the extra veilus for the Churban HaBayis. I'd like to share with you a few thoughts and ideas on Golos and Geula through the eyes of the third mitzvah in the Torah and Parashat Vayishlach, that of the Gid Hanoshe, however strange it may seem. Pasuk tells us that Yaakov Avinu has a fight with a malach in the middle of the night. The malach can't overcome Yaakov. He touches his thigh. His thigh jumps out of place. He has pain. He's limping. The sun rises. Vayizrach la Hashemesh kasha ovas Penuel. The sun shines for him as he passes Penuel. Hutzalal yorecha, he was limping. Al kein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael et Gid Hanoshe asher kafa yorech ad hayom hazeh ki noga b'kaf yorech Yaakov b'Gid Hanoshe. Therefore b'nei Yisrael don't eat the Gid Hanoshe because Yaakov Avinu had this fight with the Malach and he was limping. Now it's not a kasha, but it's a l'chayra he'ora. If we are not eating the Gid Hanoshe because Yaakov Avinu was limping, then surely this should have been mentioned before he got better, right? We are, so to say, commemorating the fact that he was limping. So he limped, therefore we commemorate, and then he got better. Why is it after Vayizrach La'ashemish he got better that Al Kein Lo Yochlu we don't eat the Gid Hanoshe? The Tikkun Zayah says that the word S, Aleph Tov, is Tisha Av, is Tisha Ba'av. There's a remedy in his pasuk for Tisha Ba'av. And the Shach Al HaTor, it's not the Shach on Choshen Mishpat and on Yerudea, it's a Talmud of the Arizal, 17th century. He goes further. He says, Gimel is 3, the 3rd of Tishri, which is Tzom Gedalia. Yud, the 10th of Tevet, Asara B'Tevet. Gimel Yud Dalet is 17, which is Shiva after the Talmud. And Hanoshe is the letters of Hashana. We change the Shin and the Nun around. So we read the prophet as follows. Al Kein Lo Yochlu B'nei Yisrael. Therefore, Klal Yisrael mustn't eat. When mustn't they eat? S, Tisha B'Av. Gid, Tzom Gedalia, Asara B'Tevet, Shiva after the Talmud. Hashana, Hanoshe, Hashana in the year. And he says, if you add up all the dates together, you get 39. The Aramaic for curse is Layat, Lamed, Tes, which is 39. And last is Lavo, the Klala will be turned into a Bracha. So of course, the question you have to ask is very nice Remez, very nice Drushala, but what's it got to do with this particular mitzvah of Gid Hanoshe? And once Yom Kippur, you could say, well, Yom Kippur doesn't need a Remez, Yom Kippur is a Mefurish and the Apostle. But if we're talking about these days where Klal Yisrael are not allowed to eat, surely Yom Kippur is the most important one. Tanis Esther is Kakasha, because Tanis Esther is not Medivah Nevim in the same sense, so we leave that for now. There is a Ramban in his Akdoma to Parsha Shemois, and it's a theme which he developed right through Parsha Bereishis. He says, Sefer Bereishis is known as Sefer HaYetzira. Through Sefer HaYetzira B'chidosh Ra'olam Yetzirah Kol Notzal, it's the creation of the world and all living and non-living beings therein. Not only does Bereshit talk about the creation of the world, it also talks about those things that happen to the Ovos. Why? What's that got to do with Yetzirah? Shehem ke'inyan Yetzirah lezarom, that is comparable, that is a type of creation for their descendants. Yipnei shekol mikrehem tziyurei devorim, all that happened to the Ovos were examples, lirmoiz lahidiyah kale ased lo ve'aleyem, to hint and to let us know all the things that were going to happen to Klal Yisrael. The others were a microcosm of Klal Yisrael. What happened to them was a forerunner of that which was going to happen to Klal Yisrael, and that's a theme that the Ramban developed through his Perush on Sefer Bereishis. Now, if you bear with me, I'd like to read you what the Chinuch has to say on this mitzvah of Gid Hanoshe, and then we'll understand a little bit more what is going on. Says the Chinuch as follows. Mishroshei mitzvah zu, one of the reasons for this mitzvah, kidei shetiye remez li Yisrael, there should be a hint for Klal Yisrael. Sha'af al pi sheyizbelu tzoreis rabbeis begolios miyad ha'amim umiyad b'nei Yisrael, even though they will suffer in golos the hands of the nations, sheyu betuchim shelo yevedik, they are guaranteed they will not disappear. Elo la'olom yamoid zaron v'shamon, they will always, their name, and they will always remain. And eventually the Redeemer will come and redeem them from their oppressor. When they have the mitzvah of Gid Hanoshe, which reminds them of this, they will remain in their faith and their righteousness forever. The mitzvah of Gid Hanoshe will be machadek this emuna in Biyan for Mashiach, whatever hard things may be, Mashiach will come. So where do we see this in Gid Hanoshe? V'remez zehu l'fisha oisei malach shenilchem in Yaakov Avinu shabo b'kabola shayasore shenesa. He says we have a tradition that that angel that Yaakov Avinu fought with was the angel, the protecting angel of Esau. Rotza la'akra li'Yaakov min ha'olam hu v'zara v'layochana. He wanted to uproot Yaakov, he wanted to uproot, and thereby his descendants, because if Yaakov's gone, everyone else is finished. V'layochala, and he wasn't able. The tziaro, so he caused him pain, but midyas ha'yorech, by touching his thigh. V'chein zera Esau, mitzay le'zera Yaakov. Similarly, ma'asa ovah simula bonim, the descendants of Esau will be mitzay, the descendants of Yaakov. Le'basayf, tia lahem yeshua lahem, and at the end there will be a salvation. Just like we find with Yaakov Avinu, that at the end the sun shone and he was relieved of his pain, so the son of Mashiach will shine on us, v'yipa'enu mitzareinu v'yigaleinu amein b'meher v'yameinu. Just like Yaakov Avinu went through the fight with the Malach, which was the Tsar of Esau, similarly we will be in Golas Esau, Golas Edom, and just like the sun shone for him, similarly the sun of Mashiach will shine for us. other Rishonim also learn this in the mitzvah. The prophet says, Vayizrach le Hashemesh kasha ovas penuel, says the Ra'ah penuel is penu elu hatzoros. When these tzoros went away, then Vayizrach le Hashemesh, and the Rashbo in his Chiddush HaGadol goes even further, because Yaakov then has an actual physical meeting with Esau. At the end it says he came by Yaakov Nosa Sukosa after he finished with Esau completely, by even for that moment anyway, by even Lobois, Ulamikneo also Sukkos, says the Rashba, the Remez, the Mikneo refers to Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael are called Tzoyn Marisi, the flock of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make Sukkos, which refers to the Binyan Abayim. And he carries on, Vayovi Yaakov Sholem is Shechem. Is Shechem, he says, refers to Yerushalayim. Shechem Achad Alachechu is a Nachalo, Kilavosev al Nachalo, and Amnucha. And the Remez and Asid Lavi, when Esav is finished, Klal Yisrael will be back in Yerushalayim with the Beis HaMikdash. We find that this struggle took place at night. Night is always a Remez to difficult times, to hardship. The Prophet tells us in Shmuel, when Shaul went to ask the Balas, the Oiv, and Endo, the witch of Endor, whether she should go and fight against the Philistine, the Pasuk says, Vayavoya Usha Laila. So Rashi says, Yom Hoya, it wasn't day, he didn't go in the night, he went at day. And then we took Tsarosa Moyadoma Lem Laila, because things were difficult, it appeared to Kali Sol as if it was night. The Pasuk says, Yom Hashemesh Leakeka Viarech Balaila, says Rav Hirsch, that Shemesh, Yom, when it's day, when things are going good. So the promise is Hashemesh Layakeko, the son of success, it won't smite, it won't go to your head, you'll still remain an Elachayid. The Oreach Baloila, and even at night when things are going bad, when things are difficult, the Oreach, there'll still be a moon, right? It's not as powerful, but there'll still be a ray of hope. So we see that the word Laila, Hagiva Bote Chasdecho, Emunoscha Balelos, when things are hard, it's Emunna, it's not talking about Chasodim, it's much harder. So we see that night is referring, is a representation of Golus of Tzoros, and that's why Yaakov Avinu was fighting at night, because that was the Remez Ledoyos of the Golus, which is comparable to night. He was Tzelea Al Yerecho, he was limping. We find in Micha, the Pasuk refers to Klal Yisrael in Golus and the troubles they go through as a limping person. The Pasuk says, talking about Osid Lovo, Vayomahu and Um Hashem, Oisva HaTzelea Vanidocha Tabitzon, the Radak explains the Tzelea, we'll gather in the Tzelea, who is the Tzelea? That's Klal Yisrael, who are literally limping through Golos because of all the sorrows they have to suffer. So we see again the remez that this struggle that Yaakov has with the Malach is a forerunner of the Golos Edom that Klal Yisrael will find themselves in, and the fact that Yaakov Avinu was healed of his pain is for us a remez and a havtoch and a chizuk and a remuna that Mashiach will come and redeem us from our adversity. It's very interesting that it's not only to us that this struggle represented Yaakov against Esau. The Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara discusses the various Yom Edom, the various festivals of the Nochrim, and you're not allowed to do business with them before and after. So the Gemara says, Omra Vida Mashmuel, Oda Cheret Yeshlahem the Romi, Achas Shirim Shalom. There's another festival in Rome once every 70 years. Mevim Odom Shalim, they take a person who's whole, complete, healthy and well. Umarkivin Osal Odom Chiger, they take a man who's lame and they put this whole man on the shoulders, on the back of the one who's limping. The one who's limping, says Rashi, that's a remez for Yaakov, who was limping when he struggled with Esau's Malach. Adam Shalim.
That's Asa, we're perfect.
Umalbishin big de Adam Arishin. They take the begadim of Adam Arishin. Rashi says they do a big de hachamudos of no other than Esav, and they put this on this healthy man, and they put on his head the flayed face of the Bishmol, which was preserved, one of our Torah Gemalchus, and they hang various precious things around him, and they dress him up as if he's very important, the one on top. Umachrizin lefonav, and they go and this parade goes down the street. It's very, to us would look bizarre parade, but to them it wasn't. And they announce as follows: Sach Kiri Plasta. The cheshbon of the four of the machlokes, whether it's Yitzchak or Yaakov, that Moshiach is going to come and redeem Klai Yisrael, is not true. It's false. Because look, we're still in charge. There, he's the lame one. That's the remnant of Yaakov Avinu. He's limping. We're on top. They're nothing. Achua de Marona Zayfona, the brother of our master, was a cheat. Yaakov was a cheat. He stole the brachos from Esau. The chomi, chomi de loichomi, loichomi. He who sees his parade, and he doesn't see it, will never see it. In other words, because it was only once every 70 years, and they didn't have a national health service in those days, and people didn't live so long. So 70 years, you're not going to see the next one. What did Yaakov gain by being a cheat? Look, it's nothing. We're in top. They're nothing. They're downtrodden. But they do realize that all good things come to an end. But they end as follows: Vay ledein kadyokum dein, woe unto these, namely ourselves, Esav, kadyokum dein, when laotid lovei. In other words, they also read the last pasuk, Vayizrach la'ashem es kashover penuel. It's interesting, why was it every 70 years? So the Torah Chaim says that Golus Bavel was 70 years. And as we'll see shortly, a lot of fuss was made about those 70 years amongst the Ummah Olam at that time. So the Edom was worried that perhaps the second Beis HaMikdash would also be rebuilt after 70 years. And when the 70 years came after the Churban HaBayis and nothing happened, and Klal Yisrael was still in Golus, so they made the answer, because now they know that that Klal Yisrael is not going to be redeemed after 70 years. So the remnant for that, as a commemoration of that 70 years, every 70 years thereafter, they had this particular procession to show that they are still in charge. So it's not only through us who take this as a remnant to the difficulty that Esav will cause to Yaakov and the Golos, but it is also the Ummah Sa'olam. Of course, we're both looking at it from different angles, right? They're looking at the actual struggle, we're looking at the end result. We can now understand why the Pasuk has to tell us that the mitzvah Gidanasha is after Yaakov got better. We're not just commemorating Yaakov Avinu had a struggle with a malach, his Gidanasha was therefore we don't need Gidanasha. It's not that, on the contrary. It's only because Vayizrach la'ashemesh that Yaakov Avinu got better. That's the one, that's Mechazaka Emunah. It's for that reason he went through the Golos, the micro Golos. He went through the Golos. He came out on top. Vayizrach la'ashemesh, al kein lo yoch l'bnei Yisrael. Therefore, Klal Yisrael must need the Gidanasha, because that's the chizuk for them in their Golos, particular Golos Edom, that in the end Moshiach will come. And we now understand beautifully why there's a remez in this pasuk to those four taniyos. Right, which the Navi refers to, Toma Revi, the Toma Chamishi, Toma Shvi, the Toma Siri. Those are the taniyos that have got to do with Golos. They're not all Golos Edom, but they're the Taniyos to do with Golos. That's the remez in Lo Yoich Lo B'nei Yisrael. And it's in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a Yom Tov. Yom Kippur is one of the happiest days of the year. We have Kapor and Slicha. The remez over here is for the Golos that Klal Yisrael in Golos will have those Taniyos. That's where the remez is dafka over here in this pasuk. If we look at the actual struggle between Yaakov and the Malach, the pasuk says, Vayeovek ish imorad alayt hashocha. And the Mefarshim discuss what does it mean Vayeovek. How do we translate this word Vayeovek? And perhaps one can suggest that the different pshatim in Vayeovek are different facets of that which Klal Yisrael has to go through during the Golos. Rashi quotes from Menachem, Vayeovek is menoshon avak. It's dust. When two people are struggling or fighting, then they throw out dust. When there's golos, when things are difficult, so there's dust, the air is not clear, you can't see what's going on. Because of the tzoras, Klal Yisrael won't be able to see clearly what's happening. Rashi says that Vayovik is miloshen, they were intertwined, like two people fighting with each other, grappling with each other, that perhaps represents the physical difficulties, the fights that Klal Yisrael had through Golus. And the Ramban says it's miloshen vayechovik, that they were embraced in a struggle, but perhaps that terem is a chibuk can also mean a positive embrace, that in times of the Golus, that the Ummah Sa'ilam will try to embrace us positively, they'll try and smile upon us, and they'll try and persuade us to come round to their understanding of events and how we should really behave. Perhaps that's another remez that there is in the Golus. And in fact, the Gemara says in Chulin, one man the Ummah says the Malach looked like an Akum, and Chadman the Ummah, he looked like a Talmud Chacham. I think it means a scholar, it doesn't mean a Talmud Chacham. Says the Parashas Yosef, that's a remez for the two struggles that Klal Yisrael will have in Golus, the physical struggle, and as we'll see in a minute, the spiritual debate that Klal Yisrael will also suffer from. That's the remez, the Akum representing the Koyach, and the physical, and the Talmud Chacham, the scholar, representing the spiritual. Just, by the way, it's interesting to note, this struggle took place on Seder night. But for those of you who say Marovas, in the Leil Sheni of Pesach, we say Leil Shimurim, Chokuk Behoid Kisoch, Vayosar El Malach Beleil Chag Pesach. It was that night of Seder night, which was Miyuchad for Geula, which was Shimurim, Leil Shimurim for Geula. It was on that night, Gufa, that Yaakov Avinu had this struggle, because it was, yes, at the end of every Golus, there is going to be a Geula. And in fact, in the Pizman of Ahiva Chatzia Laila and the Haggadah, we also say Vayosar Yisrael El Malach, Vayuchal El Laila. The Gemara in Chulin also tells us about this Vayeovik. There's the Gemara, Omer B'shu ben Levi, Melamid Shehelu Avak Margalosim at Kisei HaKovod, that the dust went up to the Kisei HaKovod. What does it mean, the dust went up to the Kisei HaKovod? We find that the word Kisei is synonymous with a Melech. Like the Gemara in Sanhedrin, En Kisei El HaMelech. The first time that mankind recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Melech, you will never find Klal Yisrael, mankind, referring to Klal Yisrael as a Melech before the Shira. Hashem Yimleich L'Olam Voy. Why is another discussion. But that's the first time that Klal Yisrael actually saw the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Medrash says, on the Poskim Tehillim, Nochon Kisachov Me'oz Me'olam Ata, says the Medrash, Me'olam Ata, even you HaKadosh Baruch Hu are from time immemorial, Nochon Kisachov, your throne, i.e. your Malchus, only was established when Klal Yisrael sang the Shira of Yoshe Moshe. So Kisei is synonymous with Malchus. We say Kiyodal Keis Ka, Nechemel Hashem Bamolim Mido Do. Chazal say, Ein Kisei Shalem, it's without an Aleph. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kisei, what do you mean it's thrown down complete when Amalek is destroyed? When Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, so everybody saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu was all powerful. Come Amalek, and the first one to jump in a hot bath. And they want to show, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not so special. It's a pagam in his malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus in the eyes of mankind will only be complete when Amalek is destroyed. And how is that represent? What's the representation of malchus? That's the kisei. So when Chazal tell us that the avat reached to the kisei HaKavod, it means that the avat reached to the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Rashba in his Chedush HaGodes on the Gemara in Chulin, he says two remodim over here. He says, remez number one is that during Golus Edom there will be a debate between Klal Yisrael and the Kultan Torah and the Ummah Sa'olam about the very essence of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There will be a theological debate. Is there one deity? Or perhaps there's a family. Right? There will be, that's the remez that the Avak will reach, the struggle will reach to Kisei HaKavod, to the very essence, to the very fundamental of the Melucha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And number two, he says, the remez is that the Golus will continue until the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Shalem, until the Kisei HaKavod is complete, as the Pasuk says, Va'olu Moshim Ba'atziyah Nishbaitis Ar-Esav V'hoysal Hashem HaMelucha. So both as a remez to the difficulty in Golus, which Klal Yisrael have gone through in Golus Edom, through the theological debates and everything that's ensued from that, and as a remez that the Golus will end, but when will it end? When the whole of mankind will recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Melucha. So we have here a Haftocha to Yaakov Avinu and to Klal Yisrael following on, that he will not be overcome by Esau. And it wasn't that Yaakov Avinu necessarily had a koach in himself to overcome the Malach. The Pasuk says, Vayarki lo yocholo, says the Targum Yonatan ben Uziel v'chama arid lo havele resula avoshale. The Malach saw he didn't have permission. It wasn't necessarily Yaakov, like Avraham Avinu was Omid ben Nisayon, he was Moshe Nefesh, etc. And that, as Chaim Volozhin explains, is something Klal Yisrael have inherited. It wasn't that Yaakov Avinu was necessarily stronger in any sense than the Malach. But Vayaki lo yochol, he wasn't given permission to find him Yenis and Ben Uziel. Esau is not going to give permission, even though there may be times perhaps Chassid Shalom Klal Yisrael are not worthy, but there's no permission for Esau yochol to overcome Yaakov. And we find a similar idea in Parshas Bechukosai. Pasuk says in the middle of a Teichacha, Va'afgam zois b'yosem be'eretz oiveyem, when Klal Yisrael are in Golus, le'ma'astim ve'le'ga'altim le'chaloisom le'hafe brisi itom. I won't despise them, I won't reject them, I won't destroy them to break my bris with them. Says again the Targum Yonatan ben Uziel. This is a full expression. So Targum Yonatan ben Uziel, it's a remez to the full Galuyah. Le'ma'astim Galus Bovel, I won't despise them in Galus Bovel. Le'ga'altim, I won't reject them in Galus Modai. Le'chaloisom is Galus Yovon. La'afed brisi itom is Galus Ezer. And it's very interesting that the Pasuk chooses these four expressions for the four different Galuyah. We look at Golos Bovel, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin that the Novi said to Klal Yisrael after Churban HaBayis, do tshuva. So Klal Yisrael, the 10 people, they came to the Novi, they said, we should do tshuva. She said, if a wife is chas v'shalom divorced by a husband, so the husband's got any time, and the husband can expect anything from the wife. If the master gets rid of his servant, so the master can expect something of his servant, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't want us. We are moles. We are double moles. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us. And therefore, why should we keep anything? So everybody's saying, you might feel like that. The first time Klal Yisrael and Golos, after they'd come out of Mitzrayim, you might feel like that. They've been thrown out of their land, but some Yiddish have been destroyed. Lo ma'aftim. No, it's not. I won't ma'aftim. I won't despise you. And then we come to Golos Modai, with the whole Purim story, with the forerunner of the Purim story. Rashi says, V'gol ha'nafshi eschem is siluk shchina. Le'ga'alte means there won't be a siluk shchina. What do you mean siluk shchina? The siluk shchina took place not at the time of Modai, the Purim story, and before. It took place at the time of the Churban HaBayis, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But if you look at the history of that particular period, it comes back to the 70 years we were discussing before. Yirmiyahu HaNavi said that in 70 years the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. And Daniel writes in himself, Binoti Basforim, he says, I can't work it out. It looks like this Nevuah has not been fulfilled. And the Umas HaOlim themselves made Cheshbon, as the Gemara tells in Megillah, when the 7 years were going to be out. And that's how Bar Shakta made his feast. And he brought out the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, because according to his Cheshbon, that's it, finished. And the Beis HaMikdash is not going to be rebuilt. 7 years are up, Nevuah didn't come true. And of course we know the next morning, it was dead. Achashverosh makes a different Cheshbon. And that's why he takes out the Kalim, Mikalim, Shonim, he takes out the relining with the Tune of Echa, Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, because according to his Cheshbon, finished, 7 years are over. And what happened? So Achashverosh is not dead, he's alive. Right, Vashti got killed, but Achashverosh is still alive. Yeshaya had promised 200 years earlier with the Nevuah that the Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt. They started rebuilding in the time of Koresh, he refers to Koresh, and they stopped. So Klal Yisrael see that finished, that it was absolute despair. Look, Siluk Shchina, Shchina is gone, it's not coming back. All the Avtochas and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are in him, it's gone, it's finished. Yes, he went into Golos, he thought we were pushed out of the house, but Chodshik, the Rebbe Yisrael, finished. So the Rebbe Yisrael, no, Golos Modai, and the Prat, Loike Altim, there won't be Siluk Shchina, I'm coming back. Lachaloisom, which was Golos Yovan, Yovan wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael spiritually, and Kilui is a complete, absolute, utter distraction. The Gemara used expression, I know, so Kilui, it's utter destruction. If Klal Yisrael's spirituality is gone and the Shmir or Torah Mitzvah is gone, that's it, finished. That's Lachalos. Says the Gemara, I won't be Lachalosom, says the Ribbono Yisraelim, Golos Yovan. And the most interesting one is when it comes to Golos Eter. What does the Ribbono Yisraelim say? Lahofer Brisi. And what do the notes to him say? Yeah, of course the Ribbono Yisraelim gave you the Torah, but you didn't behave. So he stopped that covenant and he started a new covenant with us. It's Chadoshah. That's what they time. Says the Ribbono Yisraelim, Golos Edom. Loi Gaaltim, Lahofer Brisi. There will be no Haforos Brisi in Golos Edom. Yes, by other Kishimo, there will be that struggle, that's Magia, Kisei HaKovei, the very essence of the deity, but Lahofer Brisi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be made for Bris with Klal Yisrael. So the Malach comes, and what happens at the end? He changes Yaakov Avinu's name to Yisrael. Ki sarisa im elekim v'imanoshim v'tucha. You overcome elekim, you overcame spiritual adversaries, imanoshim, and you overcame physical adversaries, Vatuchal, and you came out on top and you were successful. At the end, well, before Yaakov lets the Malach go, he insists that he's Noida, that he agrees that he should get the Bracha. He says, I'm not letting you go, I want you to be Noida, you're the son of Esau, that the Bracha that I've got from Yaakov, from our father Yitzchak, they're mine. And not that Esau has any taina, any claim over them. Why is it now, at the end of this particular struggle, that Yaakov is worried about the Bracha? We all know there's a famous question, how could Yitzchak have in mind to bless Esau, to give the Bracha to Esau? Esau was not exactly somebody that you and I would like to be associated with. How could it be that Esau wasn't one, he wasn't Osik in Torah in the same way that Yaakov was? Why was it that Yitzchak wants to give the Bracha to Esau? So Rav Hirsch explained that Yitzchak envisaged there would be a Shutz. That Yaakov would look after the Ruchnius, and Esau would look after the Gashmias. Very simple. So Esau would be responsible for his Gashmias and for Yaakov's Gashmias, make sure there was food on the table and money in the bank, and Yaakov would be responsible for Esau. He would make sure that he would keep all the mitzvahs, and he would provide him with his lulav and etrog, and give him his share. That would be a very nice, harmonious relationship. But Rivka knew that this doesn't work. She saw from her parents' house that if you have Gashmias without Ruchnias, forget it. It's not going to work. And it'll only work if there's a synthesis between the two. And therefore, she engineered and orchestrated events so that it shouldn't be Esau who gets the brachas, it should get Yaakov who gets the brachas. In other words, the whole zechud that Yaakov had in the brachas of Yitzchak is because he's using them for his avodas Hashem. And we see from the Gemara we quoted earlier, what were they harking on about at this parade? That the brother of our master is a ganef, and what has his ganef? Back to the brachas the whole time. He's ganef the brachas. And it's interesting. Chazal say it was a Shem Shamayim, but when did the Malach come to fight with Yaakov? He went back in the middle of the night and he risked his life on a pachy katanim. Yes, he did at the Shem Shamayim, but at the end of the day, outwardly, what you saw was my possessions. I'm prepared to risk my life. Then Esav jumped. He's taking the brachas. That's when Esav jumped. That's when the Torah came. And we haven't got time now, but it's well worth a look in the Kliyoka, in Devarim Perek Beis Pasuk Gimel on the Pasuk Penulachem Tzofena. I advise you all to have a look there because he says something quite of an eye-opener. But he writes over there, there's no nation like Esav, like Edom, that is Mekane in Klal Yisrael for their success in Olam Hazeh like Esav. There's no other, because as far as they're concerned, every penny that Klal Yisrael have is gegamvent from them when Yaakov took the brachas away from Esav. And that's part of the struggle that's going on over here. When, however, at the end of Golus, the Malach sees, or Yaakov overcomes all the adversaries, and he remains faithful, so to say, that's the Remez, to his Avodas Hashem through the Golus, then he can turn around to Esau and say, look, and you can see that I'm the one who deserves this, I'm the one, you've tried to push me off the rails, knock me off the rails, stop me keeping Torah mitzvahs, you haven't been successful, so now I want you to be Moida that those brachas are for me and those brachas are mine. And in fact, not only will there be a Hidolah Hidlovay, but Esav will also assist Yaakov in their Gashmis pursuit, as the Pasuk says, V'om Duzorim V'rod Tonachem, that Nas Hidlovay, V'ayim Melochim Amnaich, that the Bnei Esav and the Umas Ha'olam will actually be there to assist Klal Yisrael. That partnership will be invoked, whereby Esav will look after the Gashmir so that Yaakov, L'Asid Lovay, can pursue the Ruchnias. In 2 weeks' time is supposed to be Tisha B'Av, which is the blackest day on our calendar, the saddest day in the Jewish year. We hope, in Mitzvah Hashem, that we should be Zoicha, Vayizrach LeHashemesh Kasha'ovet Penuel, the sun of Moshiach, the S-U-N of Moshiach, should shine upon us with the Bias HaGoyel, that the Koralai Moed, that the Prophet Lishbarach Bachurai should not be Koralai Moed, it should be Koralai Moed, the Smoyaches Bachurai should be a Moed, Shal Simcha, with the Bias HaGoyel, with the Mehev Yomeinu, Amen.